Charles Chris Harrison from Beyond Black and White. And normally I do one question of the week, but I got a note today that is probably one of the most riveting and emotional and raw notes that I've gotten from a man. And I just felt like it's worth a discussion, and it's definitely a cautionary tale. And once I read it to you and explain, you'll understand what I'm saying. His name is I'm his I'm not going to give him his real name. And by the way, when you guys write me, if you guys want confidentiality, and even though this man didn't ask me for it, this is a very touchy situation, so I'm not going to reveal his name. And if you guys have questions for me and you guys need discretion and would like to remain anonymous, I will always honor that, because I know it takes a lot to reach out to a total stranger, and I really appreciate that. And your privacy is always going to be safe with me. Okay, so this person, his name is Jay. Just call him Jay. I'm in a predicament and I could use your advice. I'm a 34-year-old white male, fairly fit. I am a special education teacher and I'm married with a white woman with an 18-month-old son. I love my son and my wife, but we shouldn't have married. I have always been attracted to black women and I don't have a lot of people that can relate to my problem. My first real relationship was with a black girl, and ever since I was hooked, LOL. I still stay in contact with her. My parents are European immigrants and they didn't approve of our relationship and forced me to end it. I regret it every day. I'm from San Diego but moved to another place near the San Francisco area. My wife and I were good friends and we were lonely. She is much older than me and she wanted to have a baby really bad and was told by the doctor that she had a 2% chance of getting pregnant. And lo and behold, we have our son. I love my son. He's funny and adorable. My wife was born in 1973. That's actually the same year I was born. And I was born in 1980. We get along for the most part, but we have vast different interests and personality. I have never been attracted to her, and she always knew that. She had gastric bypass surgery after being obese, and after losing most of the weight, she has excess skin everywhere and refuses to have the surgery to remove it. She's still overweight and rarely exercises. She has a full-time job and earns more than I do. She has a lot on her plate, and I do help with our son. While studying for my teaching credential, she supported me morally and even financially once, but I have paid her back. We have a zero sex life, and we've been to counseling, which didn't help. My parents really like her, and I don't want to disappoint. I also don't want to break up this marriage, which might have a negative effect on my son's life. My wife and I argue more now than ever. We both go to church, which is obviously against divorce. We are suffering, and I don't know what to do. I could use your advice. Okay. First and foremost, wow, this may be the hardest question that I've gotten, and I have a lot of empathy for you. Now, there's a few things going on, and they're important, and I think that this is going to be important for other people who tune into the channel who may not have yet made such concrete and ironclad commitments as in marrying somebody that their parents approved of instead of somebody that they really wanted. Now, Jay, I think you know the answer to this question before I even tell you this. You sound like a good guy. My advice would be different if you didn't have a child, but because you and your wife have created a life, it is your responsibility to stay and honor your commitment. Now, I understand that you feel trapped because you feel like your parents made you do it. You felt like you didn't want to, you don't want to disappoint your parents. You don't want to disappoint the church. This sounds a lot like you're really overly concerned about pleasing other people instead of pleasing yourself. And I'm truly sorry for you because you, Jay, have walked into a trap. You have walked into a cage and locked yourself in. And there's one way in that you can freely go in, but getting out is a little bit more difficult. And this is why it's important because I know that there's a lot of over 30% of the viewership on my YouTube channel are men. And so that means that there's a significant amount of men who are curious about interracial dating and particularly interracially dating black women. And I want to just stop for a second and address those men. Do you want to be Jay? I mean, like, if you guys are on the fence about this, this could be you. Like, and this is not just for the men, this is also for the women. Do you want to be in a situation where you have acquiesced to the pressures of family and the pressures of your immediate social circle and live in misery? And here's the thing, once you make those decisions to please others, they're out of the picture, and then you're only left with what remains. That's something that you have to live with. There's no way, Jay, that I can tell you that you can leave your commitment. The only thing I can say is that raise your child, and then maybe after the two of you have raised your child together, if you want to then reevaluate the situation, then maybe revisit it then. I know that sounds like a really long time because your son is just a baby, but I'm all for, family staying together. So there's no way that I could ever give you advice to leave your family. And I'm sorry that you felt so strongly that you had to please other people instead of pleasing yourself. And the other issue that I think is unfortunate is that you, as a fit man, and you being with a woman who doesn't share that value, that can be difficult. I mean, successful marriages and relationships are, based on compatibility and shared values. And it's unfortunate when you have, when fitness is a value for you and your partner doesn't share that. But that might be something that can be changed. You might want to talk to her about that. You might want to say, I really need for this relationship to work. We've made this commitment. Let's try to make each other happy and content within the confines of what this is. What can I do as your husband to make you happy? And here's what you can do as my wife to make me happy. Aside from that, I can't give you advice to leave your wife. And I'm so sad for you. The only thing I could say to you is just try not to argue. I mean, it's like your kid deserves, that your kid didn't ask to be in the situation. And again, this was a cage that you walked into willingly. You did this as an adult man. Even though it may seem like your parents have all this influence and the church has all this influence. Bottom line is that it's up to you. It's up to you make the final decision as a man, and you have to do what serves you as a man. Being married is supposed to be a lifetime commitment, and the choice needs to be the right choice, or as close to the right choice as possible. So, while I appreciate you reaching out to me, I think you already know the answer to the question, and you do have my empathy. I do understand what you must be going through, and I wish I had a different answer for you, but I don't. Okay, so if you guys have a question for me, you can reach out to me at Crystalyn, CHRISTELYN, at beyondblackwhite.com. And remember, men, stop, stop, stop living for other people. S women, black women who are watching this, stop, stop, stop making decisions based on the approval of people who are, at the end of the day, aren't going to be in this relationship. Don't walk into a cage willingly and lock yourself in, because that's what Jay did, and I want better for you. Okay. All right. Until next week, I'll see you. Bye.